Hi, my name's Julie Mack, and this is Speaking of Social Justice. And do you like our high-tech arrangement here? Is my mic. Oh man, there's so much to talk about. But what I wanted to talk about today is the kind of national response to Senator Fatima Payman's decision to cross the floor in support of the state of Palestine, in support of her community. And in support of the people of Gaza. It was an extraordinarily brave act on her part, but I kind of don't want to talk about the actual, I guess, motion that they were voting on. I want to talk about how both major parties have handled that event and what their reaction was. In particular, let's just put all of this in context. She's a, young Muslim woman. In Gaza, we are witnessing a genocide in real time. We're all watching it. People are dying of starvation. Thousands of kids have been killed. Thousands of women have been killed. It is breathtaking. The world is just staggering under the assault of civilians. So we're all watching this, and most of us are kind of wringing our hands, going, "What in hell do we do? What do we do to stop this? How, this suffering is just bad. It's just bad." And none of the major players have any idea how to bring about closure of this. The leader of Israel, Netanyahu, is clearly in no position at all to end this war, because when it does end, he's going to lose his job, possibly turn up in jail. America is unable to do anything except supply bombs. It's shocking. And meanwhile, kids, old people, women, there are thousands of people dead under the rubble. I can only imagine what people, Muslim people across the world, Palestinian people are feeling. It's shocking. And this young woman had to decide whether to get up and actually vote for what she believes in, for what her community believes in, or sit there and advance her own career. Because, as has become very apparent, to appear to be disloyal in Labour is to, you've lost your political career right there. So, two things I wanted to say, and I'm rambling, which is not new. I want to say two things. If Labour had actually been active in prosecuting the argument for a ceasefire, a return of the hostages, but a ceasefire, and actually really put in place prohibitions against a nation that is clearly out of control. Israel is absolutely out of control. We shouldn't be giving them any kind of armaments. We shouldn't be giving them any kind of diplomatic coverage. We should be expelling the ambassador. We should be speaking in the strongest possible terms to say, we disapprove of what you're doing. We disapprove of genocide. We disapprove of that. Labour hasn't done that. They've been dragged kicking and screaming to eventually say, yeah, humanitarian ceasefire and a return of the hostages. That isn't where they started. They were bought to that. So there's been a very weak response and a very amoral response from Labor, which has pushed a whole lot of people into the position of really good, solid Labor members have gone, you don't speak for us anymore, pal. This is not who we are as a party. So I'm arguing two things. One, if Labor had actually responded in a moral fashion, she would never have had to have crossed the floor the way she did. But secondly, what happened when she did cross the floor was really appalling. Over the last couple of days, every Labor person who's been interviewed about this has said a couple of things. They're obviously running off the same message sheet. They've said, we don't want to be talking about this. We want to be talking about costs of living and our energy proposals and how great we have been for Australians. That's what we want to talk about. And secondly, they say, and this is a bit I find really offensive, they say, Australians don't care about this. Australians are not talking about this. Australians are concerned about cost of living. Australians don't want to know about this. This is just an internal kind of quarrel. No one's interested in this. Well, here's a bit of a heads up for Anthony Albanese and anyone else who aspires to the position of leadership of a nation. A nation is comprised not just of an economy, but of some kind of moral framework, right? A nation is an imagined political community where all of us agree that there are certain ethics and morals and values that we adhere to. That's actually what makes us a nation, not our economy, not even our gas prices. So actually, Mr. Albanese, you've got it absolutely wrong. Fortunately, Australians do want to talk about this. We are deeply concerned about this. We worry about those kids. We worry about those old people. We're that kind of a person. We're that kind of a nation. That is who we are. So if you just want to run a nation run as an economy, you knock yourself out, pal, but you'll be voted out next time. If you ever want to be really a leader of Australia, leader of a nation, recognise that we care about this. We care about a lot of things, not just the economy.